Styron, is there a name that we could look up as far as a property owner in that area?
Yes, Ellie. And it's Cedar Valley Road. She's typed in Prairie something. It's Catherine and David Elliott. Ellott. Huh. Yes, that's it. There we are.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Harry Styron. I'm here on behalf of David and Catherine Elliott, who are the petitioners. This petition was presented on January 7th, and at that time we had not heard back from Empire District Electric, now Liberty Utilities, which has a power line, if I can show you where that was. This is a platted road that goes all the way up there. Elliots own all the land that abuts the road from this point north. There's a power line that runs up here. We have since obtained and recorded a new easement prepared by Empire. And so our petition is to close the road right here and to have this vacated. The access, as you can see, to all these lots over here is by that road. The Elliots intend to file a replat to combine all of these into one lot. The road as constructed simply peters out here at the house and outbuildings. It was never built. There are no other houses in the subdivision up there.
Currently, is that, you say that's, they're going to replat it to where,
There are four lots. Okay. That would be combined into one.
To make that one. Okay.
To make this one lot so that the public road would dead end right
at
here instead of here where it serves no purpose. There's never been any public, as far as we know, any public funds spent on this road, and it's simply served as a private.
Have the owners of all the other property that join on the other side, have they been notified?
No, we did not think it affected them.
If they wanted to enter, those are like 5-6 acre tracts. if they wanted to enter from that side.
They have a private subdivision road to serve them, and this road is, it is, while it is dedicated to the public, there are, other than this power line, there are no utilities on it, and I guess because it's a public road, they would have that right, but it was not part of their subdivision.
I'm trying to remember. Is it like the third house up there? There was a... I'm sure you guys are here, whoever it was that was talking about it. But there was a gate, or there was something that was access.
There's a gate right on one
right
here.
Was there a break in the fence line off of that road into those other properties, or no? To the properties to the east there.
There's a fence. There's a power line. There's a bunch of trees, and there's a fence.
Is there a break in any of the fences?
No.
Okay.
I've driven up. I haven't gone past this far.
Okay. I'm just trying to remember what one of the...
The people...
Something that was brought up last time was...
Those were people that lived here, the Turners, and they were saying that there was no... They didn't have another exit if this was blocked.
Okay.
But this road doesn't go...
Doesn't exist. Okay. For all intents and purposes, there's trees and other stuff.
Yeah, it's an old fence line with a lot of trees in it.
Is Blackburn Road a county road?
No, we have prairie right next to it. This one.
Okay. Leads up to it.
So you're saying that the property owners that own on this side, that if they want an easement, if they want a gate at the back of their lot to enter it and clear that land on that back side, there's nothing, no reason that they could not do that.
At this point, long as it's a public road, unless... You know, there, I mean, it's possible that we could sue to say that the public road's been abandoned and it became private. But as it is now, they could do that.
I've had a couple of phone calls that they would like to consider that, but they were deterred from it.
But they were what?
Told they could not.
Well, there's certainly no road constructed there for them to use except for maybe the one on the south.
My understanding was a public road, correct me, Devin, if I'm saying this wrong, that when it's a public road, it's up to those who use that road to maintain it. The county has them, unless they petition for it to be a county road.
Yeah. I'm assuming it was, the thought was it was going to divide it up into lots, subdivide it out. So they platted a road. Well, the same owner owns all the lots.
Yes.
So there's no need for the road to enter that subdivision because there's no longer a subdivision platted.
That's true.
Is there anybody here that's against this that would like to talk?
I've been there 26 years. My problem is that July of 2017, there was a gate. There was a gate put up here by my driveway, and it was stated that by Catherine that she owned this whole road, that she had had it surveyed 3 times. That's why I had to get an attorney. And to this day, I have pictures. She still has a sign here with purple duct tape. And I had brush right across from the sign on my property line, and she's calling the sheriff's department. So she's still trying trying to claim all of this right here around my property.
And I understand that can be frustrating, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. That has nothing to do with what we're here about today. We're strictly here to look at from that point north.
I understand that, but I'm seeing to make it clear that she's trying to...
I understand that. But, and again, but that's not our decision. We have no power. What we have the ability to decide is the portion that has been requested to be vacated.
Okay, and she has requested all of that, too, in the past, too. So.
But and that's not what's in front of us today, correct?
Okay.
And so, yeah, I understand your concerns there, because, yeah, you don't want... Oh, wait a minute. We don't want to vacate, because that is... I'm assuming that's you right below it?
Yes.
So you'd want to be able to access that with any...
Around my property, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Also, I can personally testify that utilities have not been allowed back there. There was a pickup truck here for years that blocked them. And I had the name and number of the man in charge of Services for Liberties who... stated test that it is documented that they are not allowed there, down there. And the sheriff's department friendly neighbor told her to move the truck because emergency vehicles could not go back there. So that was all I had to say.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you have a problem with it being vacated from that portion north, having nothing to do with the road in front of your house?
I didn't in the beginning, but I'm afraid that if it is, it will not solve the problem of the rest of it. That it'll make the problem worse. That's how I feel. Okay.
Thank you. Did you guys have any questions for Ms. Turner?
You said that something was prepared to allow Liberty Utilities, doing business Empire Electric, to enter there without any.
Liberty prepared a new easement, and it's been recorded.
They spoke with me this morning, Liberty Empire, in regard to the concern that they had been stopped from clearing that there's a main feed line that goes through that serves 15 to 20 customers, and they had not been allowed to clear it at times. And the fear was that if we closed it, that if when they sent a private crew out to clear it, they were not allowed to. So they were, Empire asked them to leave and they would handle it with their buckets. Their concern was that if at night a line crew had to go out and they were treated in a manner to stop, that it might be more difficult if the road was closed. So the agreement you have, you feel it would be sufficient to cover that?
I hope Ms. Elliott, who's here, would comply with their easement.
Yeah.
They did not have a easement before that we could find, and they could, and they prepared them.
If they have an easement, regardless if it's a private road or public road or no road, they all have an easement. So you can't keep them from going on that easement.
I
don't see how that's an issue.
On some old blanket easement before, and so they made a new. And they prepared it, we didn't. So I assume it gives them what they need. And I caution Ms. Elliott to not stop anybody who's trying to take care of it.
They do have a power padlock hooked to my left, so they have access to any time.
It is a pretty dog.
Mr. Elliott, do you think that would answer their concern?
As far as Liberty's access, yes. And, you know, we're not really talking about a portion of Cedar Valley that's running east and west and up to the